For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The Ithaca baseball team did not get a game in last week. I asked Coach Dan Clary if the team was a little depressed that they didn't play last week, and they have to have a lot of games coming up in the next few weeks.
The guys are all amped up and ready to play, and then to have it rain over and over is a little bit depressing, but everybody's in that same boat. The sun's shining today. It looks like it's going to be good for you for a little while. And we have a lot of games on the slate, so we're ready to get going.
What do you know about North Crawford?
Well, North Crawford has been a much improving team over the past couple of years, and they got a lot of guys back from last year. And it was a team who had us down through six innings the first time we played them last year. Got a nice lefty on the mound that I'm sure we'll be seeing today. And so it's definitely going to be a good contest to get things going this year.
Have very many games been played in the Ridge and Valley yet?
In the Ridge and Valley, there's only been one that I know of. There's another non-conference game that went on. But DeSoto and Weston got in this past Friday with Weston taking a 3-1 win, I believe. So, everybody else is kind of itching to get going, and that's what we're hoping to get done today.
Sounds good. Is the team pretty healthy this day as we look at this week?
Yeah, it's looking good. The biggie was Houston Bolin getting cleared this past week to play in that catching spot, and he's just kind of an anchor back there. And so him getting the ability to catch this year, cleared to catch anyways to start out the season, we're probably going to hold off on hitting him for a little while until we know that he's feeling really comfortable. But that was the biggie getting back. Everybody else seems to be doing really good, and we're hoping it stays that way.
Ithaca baseball coach Dan Clary will have coverage of that one today. First pitch time is scheduled to be around 5 o'clock as North Crawford visits Ithaca today in Ridge and Valley Conference baseball. Weston, now 1-0 in the conference, will play a second game in the league tonight, taking on Kickapoo. That is at Cazenovia Memorial Ballpark this evening. Also on the schedule, Riverdale is home against Dodgeville for a non-conference baseball game. 4:30, first pitch time this afternoon. JV will follow. The Fenimore-Riverdale softball games have been called off for today. At River Valley, they'll be involved in a multiple school track meet at Dodgeville High School this afternoon. River Valley's baseball team will host Highland. The River Valley soccer team will host Wayland Academy. And there is softball today, makeup games for the River Valley softball teams. They'll be at Lancaster. For Richland Center, a baseball game to open the week today against Portage. That starts at 5 o'clock. JV and varsity will play simultaneously. The Hornets will stay busy with a game tomorrow night at home against Weston. Also over the weekend, the Richland Center softball team on Friday night opened up its season with a 15-4 victory over DeSoto. Rainey Walsh earned the win, giving up only one earned run and two hits. Chloe Darling was 4-for-4 with a double and a triple. Simone Sirian was 3-for-4. Alyssa Stouffer, 3-for-5. Riley Schultz was 3-for-4 with a double. Kaylee Nee, 2-for-3. And Savannah Russell with a double play. In total, Richland Center had 17 hits. That was a good opening game of the season for Coach Sirian and the team on Friday night. A reminder, Tuesday night men's golf league action will have a preseason meeting on Tuesday night at 6 at the Quail Run Golf Course Clubhouse. The meeting is open to golfers that want to play in the league, both new members and past members, and it's an important meeting to organize the teams and to prepare the schedule. Stop by the course for more information and an application, or you can call Tim Callen at 608-604-2618. Catcher William Contreras went 4-for-5 with 2 home runs and 5 runs batted in Sunday's action, leading the Brewers to a 12-4 victory over the Seattle Mariners. Milwaukee's 14-hit attack supported a quality start by Colin Ray, who collected his second victory. Here is Brewer manager Pat Murphy commenting on the win.
You want to make sure that you guard against any implosion, and you make sure you're trying to serve other things than winning. You're trying to serve tomorrow. You're trying to serve your staff. You're trying to get guys in the game. You don't want to embarrass guys. It's one of those things where it can get a little bit sideways and get your mind off of what's most important, which is finishing that ballgame, because it's not over till it's over.
The Brewers finished well. Left-hander Aaron Ashby makes his season debut for the Brewers to start a four-game series in Cincinnati against the Reds. Elsewhere yesterday, Pittsburgh was a 3-2 winner over Baltimore, and Tampa Bay beat Colorado 3-2. Cleveland at Minnesota was postponed in the American League. Oakland 7, Detroit 1. Kansas City 5-3 over the White Sox. Yankees 8, Toronto 3. Boston 12-2 over the Angels. And Houston was a winner 3-1 over Texas. In the National League, Atlanta 5, Arizona 2, Washington 3-2 over Philadelphia, the Mets 3-1 over Cincinnati, Miami 10, St. Louis 3, the Cubs 8, Dodgers 1, San Francisco 3-2 over San Diego. The Bucks lost for the sixth time in seven games Sunday, dropping a 122-109 decision to the New York Knicks. Despite the ugly results of the last 2 weeks, Milwaukee is still in second place in the NBA Eastern Conference standings. That is important with only four games left in the regular season. Milwaukee had led by 11.5, but was outscored 72-48 the rest of the way. Here is Brook Lopez talking about defending the other team.
They did a great job of just sharing the ball, getting downhill, you know, making the extra pass and getting easy ones. And it's tough to guard. You know, you could tell they were having fun out there. And they made us, move, second-guess ourselves, and, you know, kind of had us all over the floor.
The Boston Celtics visit the Fiserv Forum coming up on Tuesday night for the next game for Milwaukee. Former Badgers coach Bo Ryan will be inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame coming up in August. One of the winningest coaches in college basketball history with a record of 747 and 233 in more than 31 seasons, and he still holds the highest winning percentage in Big Ten conference games. Wisconsin won 4 Big Ten regular season titles and 3 conference tournament titles while he coached in Madison. His Badgers never finished lower than 4th. Induction ceremonies for the Hall of Fame class of 2024 will be held in Springfield, Massachusetts on August 16th and 17th. And at least one NFL executive is sticking with the metrics when continuing to express doubts about the Packers' most expensive offseason free agent signing. A columnist with TheAthletic.com talked to league executives about free agents. One didn't like the 4-year, $67 million contract dished out by Green Bay that they were able to give to Xavier McKinney. At question is his lack of speed. His 4.63 time in the 40 is in the 26th percentile for Pro Football safeties. Despite that, McKinney has been successful in his first four seasons with 27 pass breakups and 9 interceptions. Pro Football Focus graded him among the top 4 at his position last season. I'm Phil Nee with sports.